Hello, everyone. My name is Danielle Lartigue, and I'm a HUD Certified Housing Counselor with St. James Parish Government. One thing that this year has taught us is how important it is to prepare for the unknown. Not only is it important to have money set aside for emergencies, but it is equally important to set money aside and reach saving goals. With the new year coming up, one of the most common New Year's resolutions is to save money and budget, so St. James Parish Government would like to give you some budgeting tips for the new year. Whether you're saving up for a new home or trying to meet a savings goal, here are some tips that will help you out. Okay, so the first thing you want to do is set a savings goal. Make sure you set a specific date to reach a set amount of money and figure out exactly how much you want to transfer and how often you want to transfer it. Then you can set up auto transfers from your checking account to your savings account once you get paid. So, or whenever you want to do your transfers, that could be weekly, bi-weekly, once a month. But I find when you do small transfers weekly, it doesn't seem like it's as much coming out at one time. So that always works best if you do small weekly transfers. You may want to start out small, and then as time goes by, you can change it to whatever you want. Another way that you can start saving money is set up auto drafts. I found once I let all my bills come out of my account automatically, not only did it help me as far as making sure that all my bills are paid on time, which keeps my credit score good, it also allowed me to get a lot of discounts. So my cell phone bill comes out of my account automatically, and I save $5 on my bill just from that. Make yourself a strict budget and try to stick to it as close as possible, but also reward yourself whenever you reach a goal. Sometimes you may need to dig into your savings account. Sometimes emergencies happen, and that's okay. Just start over whenever you can. That's why it's always best to not make your budget too strict. Give yourself a little bit of breathing room because situations can happen. And if you ever get like a extra amount of money some type of way, just put it straight into your savings account, and that can go towards whatever you took out. I always tell clients to reward themselves. I don't think that you should just save, and never do anything for yourself. If you have a certain savings goal, you may say when you reach a certain amount of money, you're going to buy this gift for yourself, and you should do that. One cool way to make budgeting easier is using the envelope system. It makes it easier because as soon as you get paid, you take the money out of your check and you place it in envelopes. Each envelope for each item that you decide to use it for. So you can have an envelope for food, an envelope for utilities, an envelope for fun. And you can't go over that amount because that's all the money that you have in the envelope. So it helps discipline you a little bit more. One of my favorite tips is if you can't buy it in cash, then don't put it on a credit card. Try to avoid charging unnecessary things to your credit card. This way, it helps you to avoid interest. Those interest charges, they add up. So if you can't pay for it in cash, why would you want to pay double sometimes on a credit card? If you are in the process of purchasing a home, it's probably best that you don't use your credit card once they have already pulled your credit. So that's best for those new home buyers. But if you need it in case of emergencies, that's understandable. Just make sure that you pay it back before you get any interest added on to the card. If you actually sat down and took a look at your bank account, you would probably notice that the most of your money goes to food. If you cook food at home, you end up saving a little bit more money than spending fast food. That's about $5 a day. That adds up if you're going to eat every day throughout the week. So if you go grocery shopping and you bring your lunch and you cook dinner and you bring that to work the next day, you tend to save a lot more money. Last but not least, the best way to save more money is to make more money. So I know a lot of times we have full-time jobs and we won't have the opportunity to work a second job. But if you find something that you're super passionate about, you can find a way to make money on the side. Maybe if you're good at arts and crafts, you can create things that you can sell. That way you can take the money from your side job and you can put that into your savings account and you can use the money from your regular job to go towards your bills. So as I mentioned before, things happen and you may need to dip into your savings account. So don't be too hard on yourself if this happens. It's okay to start over because at least you started. As always, if you have any questions for our agency regarding your housing or financial education needs, please feel free to contact our office at 225-562-2420. Our agency would like to wish you a happy holiday and a blessed and prosperous new year.